I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues, Bill Raggio and Hussein Akane, one at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, where Bill keeps the Long War Journal. Hussein Akane, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now director of Central and South Asia for the Hudson Institute. Hussein, I begin with you because we don't know what happens next. Iran attacked Israel directly with 180 is my number that I remember, ballistic missiles fired at civilian targets in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv chiefly. They didn't know where they were going to land because they were most all were intercepted. But in any event, Israel is said to be planning a response. That was the same tit for tat that we saw in April. The question is this different this time? And is this a battle that we've been waiting for because Iran has attacked Israel on seven fronts? Now this war, if that's what it is, a missile war or an air war between Jerusalem and Tehran, does this promise to be different or just add another front? Thank you.
It is another front. Israel and Tehran are at some distance. There are several countries that come in between. Israel would be stretching itself too much if, while fighting a war in Gaza and in southern Lebanon, it also starts trying to have a direct confrontation with Iran with full air power and possible involvement of its navy. I think Israel's targets are Iran's proxies in the region. So they have already harmed Hezbollah significantly and degraded it. They are degrading Hamas. They will probably also degrade the Houthis. They may attack selected targets in Iran to inflict a higher cost on Iran, economic targets, possibly the nuclear program. Iran, on the other hand, after firing 180 missiles, understands that they too are inflicting more of an economic damage on Israel, because after all, each time the Iron Dome is activated, which intercepts missiles, a lot of money is spent by Israel. So perhaps both will have to weigh the cost of the war and the ability to pay for it, then just escalate instinctively. That said, both are led by leaders who have domestic politics on their mind, and the security of their own people is secondary. And I think that that could result in choices that may not necessarily be what others would have made. But I am not seeing a wider war right now, because Iran would definitely be handed a more than a bloody nose, and they know it.
Hussein Akane, Director of South and Central Asia Programs at the Hudson Institute, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States. Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Several wars in Eurasia, and Bill and I will address them through the course of these next days.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.